Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this getaway Friday, June the 23rd, 2023, 6/23/23, first Friday in the season of summer. And you can tell it by all the rain and the 64-degree temperature that we have right now. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan doing Getaway Friday Family Feud here today. Next hour, we are going to be joined in studio by a personality from WGH Pest, which I'm sure you're going to enjoy. Now, this hour, we're going to continue with Family Feud. We've got the African Safari Wildlife tickets to give away. We've got the large Neighbor's Pizza, so stay tuned. And Charlene, if you're out there listening, we've got your $10 to Del Taco and your Del Taco Beanie that you can pick up till 1 o'clock today. Also, don't forget tonight, 8:15 till 10 p.m., Matt, Sean, myself, and a special guest tonight. Going to blow the whole roof off the program. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. So far, Lee, Mary, and Ted in the competition today. And Matt, the new category is...
The newest category is Most Common Animal Names of 2022.
Most Common Animal Names of 2022, last year.
Yes.
Okay. So all you got to do is shoot out animal names. Most Common Animal Names of 2022.
According to the American Kennel Club.
2022. Very interesting. And this is also according to the American Kennel Club.
Yeah.
Okay. Phone number 740-383-9944. Now, how many answers do we have in this particular category?
Six.
Six big answers here. Who's got them? Go ahead, caller.
Rex.
No red on the list.
Rex.
Oh, Rex. No Rex on the list either.
No red, no Rex on the list. Most popular dog names. Animal names, dog names.
Animal names.
Animal names. So it can be any type of animal in your home. 740-383-9944. Most popular animal names.
There are three male, three female names.
Three male, three female. We've got Lee, Mary, and Ted in the competition. Now remember, you can enter multiple times. Lee's in here a few times. Mary's in. Ted's in. Alrighty, who else is going to get in? Go ahead, caller.
Attila, the score adds of dogs.
Now, what was that again?
Attila, the score adds of dogs.
Oh, there you go. Attila.
No.
Are you hearing Matt okay, or is this an Adam problem?
That was an Adam prompt, a score adds.
You know, I feel sometimes that Adam, somewhere the head does not compute to the listening device. Do you ever get that feeling?
All the time.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there with Adam, but you can say one thing about him. He's a self-starter.
All right, but that's not Attila, though.
Not Attila. Thanks for calling.
Talk to you later.
No Attila on the list here today. What do you say?
I think Adam's phone is broken, or whatever he's using to listen to music on.
Or his ears are broken.
Yeah.
Something.
Or his ears.
I think he's got... You know what I think? His settings are messed up. Like his treble and his bass. And I think that's what the problem is. Just my opinion. That's my diagnosis. Go ahead, caller.
Max.
Max is number two.
All right. Max is number two on the list today. Now we got another entrant. Judy Smith is now in the competition. Judy Smith, Ted, Mary, and Lee so far. That was almost like a sentence, wasn't it? Oh. Judy, Ted's, Mary, and Lee. There you go. Who else is going to get in? We've got the African Safari Wildlife Passes. We've got the large Neighbor's Pizza one topping here, and we're going to give them all away at the end of this hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Popular dog names. Max, number two. 740-383-9944. Highly exciting here today. You can cut the anticipation with a knife. Go ahead, caller.
Jack?
No Jack on the list.
You don't know Jack. No Jack on the list.
I know three animals with these names.
You know of three animals with these names. Now, what are your animals named?
Athena and Freya.
Freya? Now, what is Freya?
She's a Norse god.
Go ahead, caller.
Bruno?
Bruno.
Bruno is not on the list.
No Bruno on the list. You know what I don't like? When people name their animals people names.
I mean, what
else? Like Elizabeth. I don't like that.
What else are you going to name him?
Bruno. Go ahead, caller.
Samson?
No Samson.
All right. Well, no Samson on the list here today. Names of dogs. No, it's not names of dogs, is it? I just like saying names of dogs. Names of animals. Go ahead, caller.
Chico.
No Chico.
Chico and the Man.
I like that one, though. Chico's
you like Chico?
One. Chico's a good one.
Your next animal, you can name it Chico. Chico. C-H-I-C-O. 740-383-9944. Popular animal names as sent to us by the Kennel Club. Right. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, why'd you laugh? That wasn't that the right... I thought I was saying the right thing there.
Yeah, it was just funny, I guess.
Go ahead, caller.
Oreo or Midnight.
Neither of those are on the list.
No Oreo or Midnight. They were very popular in southern states.
What, Oreo and Midnight?
And Midnight.
Interesting.
Go ahead, caller.
Rover.
No Rover.
Oreo. Rover. Was that, what was the game? Rover? Red Rover? Yeah, Red Rover. And people don't play that anymore. Because there's too many kids getting their neck busted and their face busted. There was a bunch of garbage there.
Rover like, was a fantastic game.
Like dodgeball. You get hurt. We don't want people hurt. That's all I'm saying.
We play dodgeball.
Go ahead.
Tigger.
No Tigger on the list.
Tigger. I about thought she said Twitter. And I thought, isn't that interesting that you would name a dog? Oh, by the way, we might get into this if we have time with our next guest. But I was given a nickname yesterday, and I did not particularly care for it. So I told the person who gave me the nickname, I said, I'm not buying that nickname. So she gave me a list of nicknames here. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. She gave him 11. 11 nicknames. So we're going to run this down next hour, the top 10 nicknames for me.
All
right. So stay tuned for that. That'll be worth staying tuned for, if nothing else, during this fascinating show in the rain here today. 740-383-9944. Popular names for animals, according to the Kennel Club.
You know, it would almost be nice outside if it wasn't raining.
It would almost be. Yeah, I should not look at messages while I'm doing a show. I just turned the show over to you. Go ahead, caller.
Roscoe.
No Roscoe on the list.
No Roscoe on the list. All right, run the thing down for him again, Matt.
So, the category is most common animal names of 2022, and the only one we've got so far is Max.
The only one, I like Max. Max is a good name. Go ahead, caller.
Come here, buddy. Come here, buddy.
Buddy is not on the list.
Oh, buddy, I wish it was.
Nobody. Nobody on the list today. Nobody at all. See, that's an English problem. Nobody. Because we say body. No body is what we're supposed to say. I'm telling you, I think it's a Shih Tzu. I think what you said might have been questionable by the authorities of radio. Isn't it Shih Tzu?
I don't know. We better look up the pronunciation.
I'm almost positive it's Shih Tzu. We just have ruined that whole... Yeah. Pronunciation. Go ahead, caller.
Tramp.
Tramp.
No tramp on the list.
No tramps on that list? Oh, darn. I was hoping there'd be some tramps on that list. All right, we're talking about Shih Tzu. Is it... I'm not going to say the word you said, because I think that was the mispronunciation of that word.
Hey, man, that's just how I've been saying it forever.
Yeah, but we need to correct that from now on. Is it Shih Tzu, or is it... what Matt said earlier.
Yeah, so you're right. The most common pronunciation is incorrect, and it's the one I use.
So it's Shih Tzu.
It is Shih Tzu.
Isn't it spelled S-H-E-E-T-Z?
No.
No, of course not. Why would it be?
S-H-I-H-T-Z-U.
S-H-I-H-T-Z-U. S-H-I-H.
Sheets.
Okay, so don't ever say it the other way again. Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Come here, boy. Get over here, boy. Come on, boy.
Boy is not on the list either.
Oh, boy.
We're getting there. I wonder if boy or buddy is a Shih Tzu.
It might be.
Now, try to say it the proper way in a sentence. It'll take, because you have to acclimate yourself to saying it right.
I like Shih Tzus.
There you go. Boy, you'll sound like $1 million next time you're around your friends. Go ahead, caller.
Bowser.
No Bowser on the list.
No Bowser on the list. All right.
I guess these are some hard names, Scott.
Apparently. Bowser. Go ahead, caller.
Buster.
What was that?
Buster. B-U-S-T-E-R.
Buster.
No.
Buster.
No Buster on the list.
Buster?
Buster.
Oh, Buster. You know, this is not my day. I just need to go home and take a nap. Oh. I thought she said something else. Whatever. You know what?
Good time.
By the way, did you know next hour we're going to do the top 10 nicknames?
It'll be amazing.
Oh, it's something. You know, they all begin with S, except for one.
They all begin with S, except
for
one.
Top 10 nicknames for me. I can't say the one, because the first nickname she gave me is it's like a Shih Tzu, but how you pronounced it. Can you imagine somebody would call me that? That's not a nickname, is it? Is it? No.
It depends on how close you are with the person.
We're not that close. Go ahead, caller.
What is it?
Duchess?
Duchess.
Nope, no Duchess on the list.
Okay.
No Duchess on the list.
These are all relatively short names.
You know, President Harding's wife was known as the Duchess.
I did not know.
Florence.
That.
And she, a lot of people thought she was a dog.
Did you know that Marie Antoinette went by the name of Madame Deficit?
No, I did not know that.
Do you know who Marie Antoinette is?
Yes, off with their heads. Let them eat cake.
Yeah.
She didn't have a Shih Tzu, that's for sure.
She had some Maine Coons.
She had raccoons?
Cats, Maine Coons.
Oh, Maine Coons. Go ahead, caller.
Zeke.
No Zeke on the list.
You know, that's a weird name. Isn't Zeke Ezekiel?
Yeah.
From the Bible? Yeah. Why not say Ezekiel? I'd rather call somebody Ezekiel.
It's just a lot faster to say Zeke as opposed to Ezekiel.
Zeke conjures up something, though, in my head. I don't know what it is.
Every time I think of Zeke, I think of Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Marley or Zeus.
Neither of those names are on the list.
No Marley, no Zeus. You know, it'd be interesting. I think I was named after somebody in the Bible.
I was also.
Were you? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yep.
And what were they?
Apostles.
Apostles. You know about Scott in the Bible, don't you?
No.
He was in there.
He was in there.
In the extra chapters. You really got to read deep. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Now this has got to be on there. How about the Scottster?
Well, you know one of the nicknames.
That's what I think I'll name my next dog.
Scottster.
Scottster.
Now, do you know that... Are you staying tuned? We're going to have the top 10 nicknames.
Yeah, I haven't got one yet.
No, it's going to be good. Do you know what the first nickname that she came up with me for me was?
Number one name was Scottster.
Scottster's... Well, yeah, but the other one I can't even say on radio. It was so awful.
Yeah, I heard a few of them yesterday.
Yeah. So we're going to run these down next hour. It'll be good. I think Scottster should be on the list, but whatever.
She's trying.
She should be.
Huh?
She's trying.
She's trying. Shih Tzu, right? Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu. With a D.
She could came up with some more ones, though.
Oh, that's true. They certainly could. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, Scottster was one that came up yesterday. That's no good, is it?
The Scottster.
You can't even... Who wants that? Not me.
Nicknames are funny.
They certainly are. Go ahead, caller.
Sparky.
Sparky is not on the list.
Sparky! All right. Sparky.
I didn't think this category was going to be so hard, Scott.
Well, I like it, though, because I like these names. And we've gotten to the bottom of Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
That's all you need. We helped a lot of people today.
We did. We single-handedly fixed the most common pronunciation. Yeah, the most common incorrect pronunciation.
I try. You know, that's what I try to do. Educate on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Lady.
Lady is not on the list.
How about Ren 10-10?
Ren 10-10 is not on the list.
Okay.
No Ren 10-10. No lady. Well, what do we have?
Max.
That's it.
That is
it. We have one. 50,000 guesses and no other correct answers. Go ahead, caller.
Tinkerbell.
No Tinkerbell.
All right. Popular animal names in 2022. That's what we're looking for here. Popular animal names in 2022. Yes, go ahead.
Duke.
No Duke.
No Duke. No duking it out. The phones are ringing off the hook here on this Friday. That's how we like it here at WGH Talk, 740-383-9944, 34 minutes past the hour.
These are all super basic names. I'm disappointed at these people.
Go ahead, caller.
Zook. That was with a Z, a registered Brittany I had. It was a good name.
Zook.
Zook?
Zook.
I do like that name, but it is not on the list.
How about Duke?
Duke is also not on the list.
Well, okay.
No Ooks. No Zook. No Duke. Luke? Ook? Nothing.
Nope.
No. All right, we just got Max so far. We've got the African Safari Wildlife Passes we're going to give away. We've got the pizza, the neighbor's pizza. So far, Lee, Mary, Ted, and Judy Smith in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Karma.
Karma is not on the list.
You know, karma eventually gets people, though. In the end, karma will always get you.
Yeah.
You mess with people. People don't think of the repercussions. It might take a minute, but they'll get back around to you.
It always does.
It always does. And in the end, karma is a Shih Tzu. Go ahead, caller.
How about Spotty?
No Spotty on the list.
Well, Dalmatian, I'll be darned. Now, you know what? I think I missed the boat on this. I listened a little closer, and this is stuff that's in the 20s names and the early 19th century names. They're long gone. Hey, there was a dog I knew named Long Gone.
Is he long gone now?
Yeah, he's long gone. He's a good, he's a border collar, good hunter. Okay.
All right. Well, his name fits him now.
Yeah?
Yeah. See? It all comes together in the end. All right. Dog names of 2020. No, animal names of 2022. Go ahead.
How about Susie?
No Susie on the list.
No Susie. Wow. Are these animal names?
I know people with the name Max and also number 6.
Go ahead.
But other than that, basically.
Blue.
No Blue.
No Blue. That's kind of a southern dog name, isn't it? Blue.
Yeah.
That's also when a comedian uses profanity. Blue. They're working blue.
They're working blue.
They're working blue. All right. Let's see if this caller's got it. All right. Go ahead.
Ruff.
No Russ on the list.
No Ruff on the list. Wow. The list is rough.
It is.
Here we are on a Friday, Getaway Friday, June the 23rd, 2023, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. You're going to come over to the fair with us a little that week, right?
Yeah,
it's going to be exciting. It's fun at the fair because everybody's at the fair. And you're bound to run into everybody. And it's chaos. That's all you need, chaos.
Chaos is always fun.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm letting a Scrappy out right now.
No Scrappy on the list.
You have a Scrappy on the bus?
Oh, my goodness. I'm actually at home on my lunch break letting my daughter's puppy out.
Oh, hey, you know what I was going to ask you? Does your daughter work at a place that I would frequent?
Possibly.
I thought that was her the other day. I thought, I know that person from somewhere. Well, that's fun. I'm glad she's out working.
Yes, work is good.
Good to hear.
No Scrappy, huh?
No Scrappy.
Okay.
All right, I knew it, because her daughter used to come in and pick up her winnings. And I knew that girl from somewhere. In any event. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Snoopy?
No Snoopy on the list.
Snoopy?
Yep, Snoopy.
Snoopy, no Snoopy. No Snoopy on the list here today. I swear, I'm hearing different things. I thought I heard Soupy. And I thought, well, that's a weird name for a dog. Soupy. All right, 740-383-9944. Or a weird animal name is where we're at here. All we've got is Max. A lot of guesses. None right so far. Go ahead, caller.
How about Rascal?
Rascal is not on the list.
And my wife said her mother had a little miniature poodle. It was called Peppy.
Peppy?
Peppy.
Not on the list.
Well, I'll tell you, Matt and Scott, you guys are in for a big bunch of trouble the next time, because I'm thinking up names for both of you guys.
Thank you. Well, I got the top 10. Listen, we're going to have the top 10 nicknames next hour. Are you excited for this?
Oh, yeah.
And I did not make these up. These are from Abby, one of our, I don't know if she's a friend or not after looking at this list, but we'll see. Go ahead, caller.
Butt kiss.
No butt kiss on the list.
Okay. I don't know. Bupkiss? Was it Bupkiss?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know. I would name something that.
Yeah?
Bupkiss. Animal names. Wow. Five of them we still don't have, right?
Five of them we still don't have.
All we got's Max. And we got that fairly early on in this conversation. We don't know Bupkiss.
To be fair, it was the most popular animal name for males.
Go ahead.
Ruger.
No Ruger on the list.
Ruger.
Believe so.
I've never heard the name Ruger.
The only thing I know with Ruger is a brand of firearm.
I've heard of Roto-Ruger.
What?
Isn't that Roto-Rooter? Oh, okay. Go ahead, caller.
Somebody already said Buddy, right?
Yep, we got Buddy.
Somebody already said Buddy.
Okay, and I wasn't there. I thought Lady was the number one name for dogs. I don't understand where this poll is coming from.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school?
No, it was Super Stud.
Did you go to a high school for the blind? What was that?
How about Rover for a dog and Morris for a cat? Because Morris is kind of a pop culture name for a cat.
Neither of those are on the list.
Okie dokie.
All right. Well, those are some nicknames, aren't they?
I think the Kennel Club's lying to us, Scott.
Well, there's only one on the list. This is horrible.
I know.
Man, I about fell asleep. It's raining. We can't get any answers. At least the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
Hi, ay, ay. Go ahead, caller.
Fido.
No Fido on the list.
No Fido on the list here today. Dogs, cats, birds, all could be in this category. It's animal names chosen by the Kennel Club.
Three of the unchosen answers, I know two cats and a dog with the name.
Why do they name that after an organization or an item? Why do they name that organization after an item that coops up animals?
Because they like to keep dogs.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Sarge?
No Sarge on the list.
No Sarge on the list here today. Well, we're running through them all. No right answers. 42 minutes past the hour. We've got Lee, Mary, Ted, Judy Smith. We want to add some people. We've had a lot of callers. We just can't get anybody into competition. Go ahead.
Fritz.
No Fritz on the list.
I always like the name Fritz because you could say something's on the Fritz. Like it's this microphone is on the Fritz.
I like Fritz tonight, Al.
Oh, do you?
I've never like watched the show, but I've seen his intro, and it was like it's actually really cool considering how like I guess I don't want to say how old the show was because it wasn't that long.
Did you listen to the interview?
I didn't know you interviewed him.
Oh yeah, during anniversary week.
Really?
I did a TV show with him one time.
Nice.
Yeah, about 10 or 11 years ago. I'll tell you some Fritz the Night Owl stories. Go ahead, caller.
Spot.
No Spot on the list.
Domino.
No Domino either.
You know, I'd name a dog Domino. I like that name.
I like names that are, I like to name them after gods or historical figures. I think the next animal I get, I'm probably going to name Isabeau.
You know, I lived with a girl once who had a cat named Lily. I like that.
Lily's a good name for a cat.
Lily's a good name. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody guessed Bailey? I have a Bailey.
No.
You know, I knew a Bailey once, too.
No Bailey on the list,
no
but
Bailey?
That is a good name also.
I knew a Bailey once, and that's about all I got to say. I don't know anything else.
That's always good.
Yeah. I think she had fleas, too, but I'm not really sure. I really don't know. I didn't get that deep into it. Aye, aye, aye. 740-383-9944. Animal names is the category. From the Kennel Club.
Well, Scott?
Max.
Yep, Max is the only one right now.
44 minutes past the hour. Going to do African Safari Wildlife Passes and a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza coming up. Only 4 people in the competition so far because... Well, what? We can't get people in.
We flew through the...
We flew through the first 3, yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Tiger for a cat.
No tiger.
No tiger. Go get him, tiger. I don't know. What do you think? I'm more... You know, our poor friend Judy, who went, talked about Trump last week, we haven't heard from her since. Remember the whole blow-up with the whole Trump thing?
Yeah, that's sad. I like
Judy,
that.
If you're out there, let us know. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Beethoven.
No Beethoven.
Well, that was a good dog movie.
I didn't know there was a dog movie named
Beethoven. 2 or 3 of them.
Really?
Yep, big movies in the early 90s. Yeah, Judy, if you're out there listening, she called in when we started talking about Trump. Was it Trump she got all upset about?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you're out there, let us know. We want to hear from you. 740-383-9944. We like to make sure everybody's okay and happy.
I like that woman.
Yeah, I thought she was fine.
It wouldn't be a talk show if people didn't call in and give their opinions.
That's right. This is a talk show. And maybe she knows these dog names. Go ahead, caller.
Charles.
No Charles on the list.
No Charles on the list here today. And Charlene, you've got your Del Taco in here, your Del Taco beanie, and your Del Taco $10 gift card. What else can you say? That's where we are. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Has anybody guessed Bella?
Bella is number 3 on the
oh,
list.
Oh, thank goodness. Bella.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Number 3. Number 3 on the list. All right. We got somebody else in the competition. Bella.
That's one of the names I knew.
What does Bella mean?
I'm not sure.
It means something. It's Italian, isn't it?
Bella?
Go ahead, caller.
How about Fido?
No Fido on the list.
No Fido on the list, but Bella was on the list. Now we got Lee, Mary, Ted, Judy Smith, and Jeff all in the competition. We'd love to put you in with 13 minutes left to go here. Popular animal names. We've got Max and Bella. Still three more to go, right? Four more?
Yeah, four more to go.
Four more to go. Seven.
Also, sorry. Also, yes. It is Latin, and it means beautiful.
Beautiful. Bella means beautiful.
Yes.
Really? Okay. What does Ciao Bella mean? See you beautiful?
Probably.
I guess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Popular animal names in 2022. All righty. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead.
How about Prince?
No Prince on the list.
No Prince on the list here today. Now, is that P-R-I-N-C-E or P-R-I-N-T-S?
That's a good question.
See, I don't know. A dog, I think, would be P-R-I-N-T-S.
As like a...
Like dog prints.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. Just wondering. Or cat prints. Go ahead, caller.
Bentley.
No Bentley on the list.
No Bentley on the list. When I was talking to the pastor earlier, I was trying to think of the car that that kid drove. The mass murderer kid. It was a Bentley.
Bentley.
A Bentley. He had money. And still wasn't happy. Because he didn't have any girlfriends. Poor kid. 740-383-9944. But he shouldn't have went out and shot people.
I don't think anybody should go out and shoot people.
No, that's where they make their wrong turn in life. You don't want to go out and shoot people.
I don't know. There were probably a few wrong turns before you before that.
Well, I think he was mental. But, you know, aren't we all a little?
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Popular dog names, cat names, bird names, gerbil names, animal names is really what we're looking for here. And what do we have on the list?
So far, we have Max and Bella.
Max and Bella. That's it. Max and Bella.
The most common male name for animals and the second most common woman name for animals.
So the number one answer is a female name.
Well, they lined it up in two sections from male to female, so I just picked three from both.
Go ahead.
Snowball.
No Snowball on the list.
No Snowball on the list. Isn't that the cat's name on Simpsons?
I'm not sure.
I think it might be Snowball.
I haven't watched The Simpsons in a long time.
All right, 740-383-9944. Popular animal names.
The only thing I know you can watch it on is either Hulu, I think. And if you watch it on Hulu, they only got, like, one season.
Wow, it's been on for 20, 30 years now?
40.
40 years.
I think it's on, like, the 40-something season now.
Wow. It's a long time for a cartoon.
Show's been on longer than I have.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, you guys got pretty nice common names, Matt and Scott. But when you come to these dogs, whoever they were that made this list up, as far as I'm concerned, they might as well go to the dogs, you know. Laddie Boy. Now, where did Laddie Boy come from? That must have been a fixed name thrown in on the list, wasn't it, Scott or Matt?
I would hope so. No, yeah. Laddie Boy on the list?
No, that's Laddie Boy on the
list. That's called a rig. Hey, here.
Thanks. No Laddie Boy. President Harding's dog was named Laddie Boy.
Interesting.
We should have put it on the list.
Should have put it on the list.
Because it's President Harding's dog. But no dice. All right. Popular dog names. Animal names.
Animal names.
Animal names in general. 740-383-9944. African Safari Wildlife Passes and Neighbor's Pizza. Large one topping. All coming up here. Lee, Mary, Ted, Judy Smith, and Jeff in the competition. But you can get in, too. We've got 8 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Only if we knew.
4 inches left to go.
All right.
What do you think, Scott?
I don't know if we're going to get them or not. All right. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Patches.
No Patches on the list.
No Patches on the list. All right. Well, very difficult.
I guess so.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Abby or Rosie?
Neither of those names are on the list.
No, Abby or Rosie. I think a dog's good name for a dog would be Abby. I've known an Abby, too. Came up with these nicknames. Go ahead, caller.
Princess.
No princess on the list.
No princess on the list. Well, it's getting deep. 53 minutes past the hour, only 7 minutes left. Lee, Mary, Ted, Judy, Smith, and Jeff in the competition. We've got the large neighbor's pizza, one topping, and we've got the African Safari wildlife passes. All right. 740-383-9944. All righty. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Queenie.
Queenie.
Not on the list.
No Queenie on the list. Well, here we are. No Queenie. Coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. No Queenie.
I'm also surprised we haven't hit more of these names. I feel like they're very generic names.
Well, yeah, but they're for all animals. What, do you think they're more cat-dog names, or are they...
They're probably more cat-dog
names. More cat-dog names. Not birds or marsupials.
I don't even think you should name a bird.
Well, I think people name their birds, don't they? Tweety?
I like birds, but, yes, I would name it Tweety. That's about it.
Go ahead, caller.
How about King?
No, not on the list.
No King on the list. Wow. Now, these were last year, right? 2022.
Yep, 2022.
2022's top animal names. Well, we're moving right along. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Lucy.
Lucy.
No Lucy on the list.
No Lucy on the list. Alrighty. No Lucy. Isn't that interesting? L-U-C-Y or L-U-C-I?
L-U-C-I.
Think that's Lucy?
I that's just how I'd
say. Now, Lucy is short for Lucille, right? Lucille's the full name, I think. Go ahead, caller.
Daisy.
Daisy's number 5 on the list.
All right, we got Daisy.
Oh, fine.
Thank you. All right, Trish gets in on the competition. Daisy. Now we got Lee, Mary, Ted, Judy Smith, Jeff, and Trish in on the competition. Daisy.
Got 3 answers left to go.
3 answers left to go and 5 minutes left to go here with the VIP pass, 2 VIP passes to the African Safari Wildlife Park. And we've also got the Large Neighbor's Pizza. One topping we're going to draw for here momentarily. We've got a whole another hour, so don't tune away. We've got a whole another hour coming up. 12:15 to 1 p.m. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. And tonight, 8:15 till 10. What a show that's going to be.
It's always a good show on Friday.
It's a good show on Friday night, and I think we've got a special guest tonight, but it's going to make it extra special.
I agree.
A special guest would make it special, wouldn't it?
You would hope so.
I would hope so. Go ahead, caller.
How about getting real specific? How about the first letter and how many letters is in the name? Thanks.
All right. Get one of these answers, give the first letter.
All right. So the most common female name starts with an L, and it's 4 letters long.
An L, and it's 4 letters long.
Yep.
The number one answer begins with an L, and it's 4 letters long. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Brutus.
No Brutus on the list.
No Brutus.
All right, I'll keep trying. Thank you.
No Brutus on the list. 3 minutes left to go in this hour. No Brutus on the list. L, 4 letters. Number one answer.
4 letters.
L like lollipop. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Lily.
No Lily on
No
the
list. Lily. I had a cat named Lily at one point. No Lily on the list.
I thought you didn't like cats, Scott.
It wasn't my cat.
I like cats.
No, it wasn't my cat. It was the girl I was living with, cat. So she got custody of the cat. I don't think it was my cat. I didn't feel like it was my cat.
If you were the one taking care of it, it was your cat.
I don't think I took care of it a whole lot. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Might be a good name.
So hello.
She got cut.
Are you there?
I don't think it was my cat.
Okay, I think we lost that caller. So I could hear us in the background.
Yeah, me too.
740-383-994. We got to hear that twice. Me talking about custody of a cat. 740-383-9944. Lee, Mary, Ted, Judy, Smith, Jeff, and Trish in the competition. Four-letter animal name that begins with L. We're in an L of a jam right now, I'll tell you that. 2 minutes left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Love. L-O-V-E.
No love on the list.
No love at this station.
I love you, too.
No love here. 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about Luna?
Luna it is.
Luna! You got it!
Yay!
All right, Luna! That's number one?
That is number one.
That's the number one animal name?
I know an animal named Luna.
Luna? Mm-hmm. Who names their animal Luna?
Gunner. Remember Gunner?
I remember Gunner.
Gunner's got a cat named Luna.
What does Luna mean?
I assume Luna probably comes
like from... lunatic? Go ahead, caller.
Lola.
Lola?
No Lola on the list.
No Lola on the list. How strange. A dog named Luna. So Luna was one.
Max was one for male. Bella's two for female.
And we still have three others. Okay. Well, we've got Lee, Mary, Ted, Judy Smith, Jeff, and Trish all in the competition here. Now let's do our... we've got the VIP passes to the African Safari in Port Clinton, Ohio. All right, we're going to do our drawing here after this caller, so stay tuned. Go ahead, caller.
Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper's number six.
Oh, there you go, Cooper. Cooper is on the list. All right, well, there you go. Okay, so for the African Safari wildlife passes, which you do have to come up here to pick up before 1 o'clock, give me a number between 1 and 17.
13.
Trish. Trish wins the African Safari Wildlife Passes. Trish, they'll be up here at the station till 1 o'clock today. And for the Neighbor's Pizza, give me between 1 and 17.
We'll go 7.
7. The Neighbor's Pizza goes to Judy Smith. Judy, you call Neighbor's Pizza. They'll have your name. And you'll get a one-topping large Neighbor's Pizza. Now, we're coming back, so don't go anywhere. We're coming back with Matt and I a whole nother hour. Don't tune out.
Out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh, my goodness.
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it, evidently.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh, you're hungry? Well, there's donuts. There's
no,
a whole box
no,
of...
No.
There's orange juice. There's coffee.
No. I got a friend out there.
There's
oh.
a
I bring her around. She's
there's a T-bone steak and
Charlie, you know what you're gonna get. Five fingers.
Well, what we're we can give you.